Been to the fair yet? Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The fair season is definitely here in Tennessee, and folks from east to west, despite the extreme drought and heat conditions, are still headed to a county fair.
We have 57 county and regional fairs, not one in every county, but they cover every area of the state. Any week from now on through the end of September, there will be 5, 6, 7 fairs going on at any one time in the state.
The Tennessee Department of Agriculture's Lynn Williams is the state's fair administrator, and she says the Department of Agriculture was actually formed back in the 1850s as a means of promoting agriculture through fairs and expositions.
We feel like, you know, fairs are one of the last showcases of agriculture. Kids can come to the fair and see all ranges of livestock, all ranges of poultry and other animals, and pet these animals, pet little goats and sheep. And that is one of the last places that these younger generations who are not from a farm or haven't been exposed to it can learn about agriculture and learn where our food comes from.
Now, over 3 million visitors attended fairs in the volunteer state last year, and while numbers so far this year have been down because of the heat, there's still lots of interest and prize money and hopes of getting that blue ribbon.
Our fairs pay over $1 million in ag premiums. And that's to exhibitors, whether they be livestock, sheep, crops. So the fairs are giving back to the ag community, to the farmers, to youth and adults, exhibitors. And that's a big part of fairs.
Last year, Tennessee fairs totaled more than $11 million in gross receipts. And, of course, much of that is put right back into their facilities and programs to make their fairs even better. And you can go online at picktnproducts.org to see the schedule of all the fairs across the state. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.